Have you ever thought about how often you procrastinate? I think most of us have some area of our life where we usually tend to put certain things off for later. For some of us, it's healthier eating and exercise. For others of us, it might be certain tough situations at work that we'd rather not deal with and just hope will someday go away on their own. For others of us, what we procrastinate about might be something a little bit more spiritual. Might be the need to pray a little more often in our life. Or perhaps it might be the need to start rooting out a bad habit that's taken hold of our heart. Or maybe to serve in a more intense sort of way. Our second reading today reminded us that we're not the first people who've struggled with spiritual procrastination. St. Paul said, "Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." He's speaking to Christian people like us who are putting off for later what they knew God was asking them to do in their spiritual life. Some people were putting off later getting baptized. Others were already baptized, but they were in the Christian community and they were fighting with each other. We're putting off the work of reconciliation. Others had let bad habits take hold in their heart and were just kind of going through the motions without really facing the problem for what it is. St. Paul told him, now, today, God's trying to work and he's trying to help you go deeper in your relationship with him. That's what Lent's all about, isn't it? That now God, these next 40 days, is going to give us special graces. He wants to work in a special way so our relationship becomes deeper. He wants to help us stop putting off the change we need to make and allow us to become the great people he's invited us to be. There's four attitudes I would invite you to reflect with me on today that, as I reflect on my own life, tend to be the attitudes that are obstacles to me overcoming my tendency towards procrastination. I'm guessing you can relate with at least one of them. The first tendency is a tendency towards perfectionism. So think about prayer. We decide we need to pray more in our lives. But what happens? Well, we get up in the morning, we're running late already, we're busy, things are chaotic at home, we're trying to get to work, and so we say, well, we'll pray later. But of course, later never happens. The rest of the day is just as chaotic as well. What would happen if instead we realized in those busy, crazy, chaotic moments in the morning that we'll actually probably never have the perfect time to pray that day? And so we need to be willing to pray in those moments. We'll be busy, we'll be rushed. Well, that should be very distracted, probably. But St. Paul's reminding us that God can work in the imperfect right now, even when we're distracted, even when we're dealing with lots of different things and we're a bit hurried. Now is the acceptable time to offer a quick prayer to God. It doesn't have to be a perfect prayer because God is able to work in the imperfect. A second attitude that oftentimes gets in the way of us taking those next steps in our spiritual journey is when we allow an attitude of busyness to define us. When we allow our busy schedule to become an excuse. When I was assigned here about 7 years ago, that happened very quickly in my own life. I was here, I was the associate pastor of Blessed Sacrament, I was CYO chaplain. So I had all these different busy things I was doing every day. And I realized after a couple of months that I was allowing that busyness to define me. So people would ask, oh, how's it going? I'd be, oh, it's really busy. I'm really busy all the time. And then I would just driving back and forth on Douglas Road 3 times a day. I just think about how busy I was and how busy my schedule was. After about 3 or 4 months, I realized that that busyness was all I was thinking about. It was actually all I was talking about. And so I needed to eventually just stop even using the word busyness. And when I did that and stopped using the word busy, I was able to focus on the opportunities God was giving to me. I was realizing that God was, yeah, stretching me, but he was helping me to grow as a person and also as a priest. I realized I was living a full life, but that was the life I wanted to live in the first place. If I was home and not having anything to do and not busy, I would be bored out of my mind and probably absolutely miserable. We allow how busy we are to become an excuse to do anything else, but there's a good chance we're probably shutting out opportunities God's giving us to be stretched and to grow, to learn how to rely on other people, and also to learn how to do good for others in new ways. A third obstacle to us overcoming our habit to spiritual procrastination is just plain laziness. There's certain times when we are just lazy. What we know we need to do is going to be hard, it's going to require sacrifice, it's going to be painful, and so we just quickly put it off for later. It's important to remember as we begin Lent that the most meaningful things in life oftentimes require sacrifice. That to do something great for God or to make an impact on other people in the world, it's going to require some pain on our part. It's going to require some sacrifice. It's going to require a little bit of discipline for us. And so it's important to remember the end that we're trying to achieve in those moments of sacrifice. Remember that it's not just sacrifice for the sake of sacrifice, but it's the cross that leads to the resurrection. That we're working with Jesus and carrying His cross with Him. That's going to bring salvation, love, mercy, and peace and joy to other people. To not shy away from sacrifice, but to see as an opportunity to bring about the resurrection in other people's lives. One fourth and final attitude that I think can kind of get in the way of our overcoming our spiritual procrastination is when we eliminate all fun from our lives. Sometimes I think we need more fun scheduled into our life. It sounds like very strange advice to give at the beginning of Lent, which is meant to be intense and hard and painful and difficult. But the tragedy sometimes becomes is when we forget where all of this is leading us. The goal is Easter joy. The goal is great celebration. And so it's important for us to have within our daily and weekly routine moments when we get a taste of that celebration, a taste of that joy, a taste of what we're working for and walking towards in our lives. Sometimes we become so overwhelmed and life can become so heavy and difficult that we just feel like we can't do anything else and we put everything off for later. Sometimes if we had more fun, more true, clean fun in our lives, we actually be more likely to embrace the challenges that are in front of us. Because we even know where they're leading us. They're leading us to a place of happiness and a place of joy. That's been part of our Christian lifestyle from the beginning. Christians took Sunday as a day to celebrate, a day to enjoy life and enjoy each other's company, the gifts God had given them, take a break from their work and their intense struggles to remember that in the end, it's about life shared with God and other people. It's about Easter joy. As we come to Mass, we're invited to overcome our tendency towards spiritual procrastination. Reminded not to put off for later those things God's inviting us to do. Because behold, now is a very acceptable time. Today, now, is a day of salvation.